Yeah. It's another one, another
so
one.
So we starting it. Shout out Timo.
Yeah.
Rock City.
With the green, with the green. Man. Back again with our next one. Yeah. Around 3 a.m. hot girl pulling up my eye. Babes. We ain't watching no Netflix, everything wrong. Yeah. Supposed to say sorry, give you what you want.
When a bad man pull up all the hot girls, broke out and why, yeah. This man smooth. Yeah, smooth guy. Come on.
She want a real one. Hey, we could put these up. Another one, WTG in the house, in the building. One time for the one time. This your boy. None other than the coolest breeze in the west. The west, what?
Sorry. What? The what?
The west indeed.
The what? The west indeed. The wet indeed.
Hey! We got some packages.
What's saying we feel like?
You know what I'm saying? Bring them on?
We introduce for them, then we bring it on.
Hey, man. You don't already know who this is already, man. This is the coolest breeze in the west indeed. This is my enjoy in the back. Big up, LaShoy, one time for the one time. That's Reno.
If I don't know, no, you know. Reno Dunn, Mr. Rain, whatever you want, call me a check.
Mr. Rain is wild. But you know if you didn't know who this was, but know, like,
if you didn't know,
where the heck you been? And to the right, I mean, we get a model, actress, photographer, mental health specialist.
Indeed.
Mother, dancer.
Yes, I.
Free spirit.
Always.
Pure vibes.
Always.
Zakiya in the house.
What's going on?
We snapping.
Oh, this poetry.
I was saying. So we bring it in. You know what I mean?
Welcome.
Thanks.
She not alone. You got your cousin with you.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? So you can bring her in. You can introduce her. You know what I'm saying?
This is my free-spirited cousin.
Ooh.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Talented.
Ooh.
Miss
Quayla.
Miss Quayla.
So what make her talented?
Very happy to be here.
So what talents do you have?
I do a multitude of things. I am an interior design. I'm a furniture curator. Mm. I do web design. I do marketing. I'm in commercial real estate right now.
Running out of fingers?
I keep going, yeah.
Yeah.
Everything. Stop.
I love nature.
I love nature too.
Facts.
Adventure nut. Mm. I might hurt myself every now and again, but I'll pop back up.
Yeah, facts. Yeah.
We should just paddle, say.
There we go. Make so same.
Action, okay. Okay, and also, shout out City one time for making some time to pull up with a gang, you know? I appreciate you for coming, you feel me? And, and we have somebody here that did something really cool for us.
Yeah.
You want to introduce her, Chris?
Tanisha, all good. You bless her, yeah, yeah. Saying, pick up yourself, man. Hey, if I watch it, right, like, this is the camera. The camera is a face us, but, like, it always have, like, when with the green studios, you know what I mean? People come through. Like, I always got a nice studio audience and stuff, you know what I'm saying? But she brings some goodies.
You want to bring it?
Manager, I'm bring it, man. Might as well. Yeah. You know what I mean? Let's bring the heck.
Pop this thing open.
You like Blue's Clues?
All right.
I'm Blue's Clues.
Exclusive. Uh-huh. With the grain.
If I want this type of stuff.
Okay, nice. With the grain mark.
Shout out to Tanisha.
What's the page name?
BN Graphics
everywhere, you feel me?
See ya? Yeah. Wait.
No, man.
This is a medium.
What the fuck I see here?
I feel like a kid on Christmas.
My bad.
I don't know how to open these things.
Ja.
Oh, you don't have to open. You know what?
You can't open
it. This one, you can't have nice things, Chris.
Oh, my God. Wow,
that's kind of like.
Yeah, man.
I see the butt.
Yeah, man.
You made this?
See, now you got to open that thing.
You made this? Nice. That's nice.
Oh, we could do 100 more orders of these.
With the gray logo on the front, yes, sir.
Ah, see Kevin? Oh, my God.
All right, so we're not going to go on the record and call the man Kevin
yet. My name is Kevin.
We have no name for the whole new logo yet, all
right? Relax. The man name is literally Kevin. I'm telling her, right? I'll tell her the story real quick before we start, right?
And it's G, man, the man.
Listen, so me and Chris are trying to do a logo. And we just couldn't come up with no idea. So I just had a circle, and I put WTG in the circle. And I sent a picture to Chris. And Chris was like, this fuck look like your face, man. Like, whatever I sent, he didn't like what I sent. He was like, this fuck look like your face. Like, the W's, the I's, the G's, the I, and the T's, like the eyebrow, and the nose. And I was like, what dumb fuck you talking about? Cussing you. I was like, this a nasty idea. We could be simple. We could be cool. He was like, nah, think about it, Rain. And then we was like, nah, it's a bad idea. And we sent it to his brother to draw. And Kevin was born. That's the real story.
Kevin. You think about that name.
He look like, a Larry to me, bro.
A Larry?
A Larry. He looked like a Larry.
He look like name or a kid, you know.
Oh, well, you quit. What do you think he look like?
Wilson.
Wilson?
That's crazy. Walk.
Wilson, a Larry, a Kevin.
Like the volleyball.
I didn't think we were worse than Kevin. We stick with Kevin. No, man. Are we here for another episode? Another episode of With the Green.
Yes, sir.
Thank y'all for the support for the last episodes we do. The Jay Garcia episode.
Yes, sir. Big up Flizzy. To him. Big up to Flizzy one time for the one time. Everybody that come and sit on in these seats, man, thank you for taking out the time out of your day to spend some time with us.
Thank you for showing up.
Thanks for the invite.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, for sure.
Much appreciated.
Every so let me get right into it. So, like, okay, where you from? Like, tell the people where you from. You mean, you know, a little background, then you could do the same after, you know.
You know, I'm from Cruz, St. Croix, USVI. West, y'all. West is best. Don't disrespect. We'll get slapped up. Irene.
You're Irene?
Yeah, that's my friend. That's my home.
Okay. Quay. What about you, Quay?
I'm originally from New York.
Okay.
You're Spring Valley. Okay. Lived in the Bronx, but my background is from Haitian, Dominican, Irish. So
No any Spanish?
Definitely.
Sí. Sí, seguro.
Muy poquito, muy poquito.
Muy poquito, okay.
What I call a song, what do you say? What she say in a song?
Se cuesta para la noche.
What I mean?
50 for the night.
Oh, 50 for the night.
Selling herself, man.
Okay, okay, okay. So, Chris tag you a lot of labels, right? So,
tag you it.
So, tap into that a little more, like, how you start, like, the modeling journey and the acting journey?
Well, in 2015, I was just walking around, and this lady was like,
we'll sign you up.
I was walking around with my mother, and this lady was like, hey, you want to sign up for this modeling school or whatever? And I was like, bitch, no. Like, girl, no. And then I look into it. I was like, maybe I could do it. And then I went to that school. For like, it was like a 6 month range, and then after we graduated, we were able to like go to competitions or go to get scouted by like big agencies and stuff like that. And that's how I
got our New York Fashion Week model.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh shit. Okay.
2023.
Okay. What the fuck are you saying? Any tips for us, Chris? Want to start modeling?
You gotta be more comfortable with yourself. Like genuine.
You're trying to say you're not comfortable with himself?
No, he is. Oh. But I'm saying in front of a camera is a different vibe than when you just like acting or like us, we're there in front of cameras right now. But to capture what you need to capture, you have to feel it within yourself.
Check crazy.
So what's our advice to get to that
comfortability?
Yeah. Do I meditate? Do I hit
you
the spliff?
Definitely.
You gotta find what resonates with you. You know, everybody's different.
Exactly.
Some people are
different
gym heads,
frequencies.
Some people are, you know, writers.
Yeah, I agree.
So.
Yeah, I agree for sure.
Try it all.
I wonder what I could do. I don't really like the camera that much.
You get nervous? You be shaking?
No, I just don't like
the your
camera.
Pictures
you
out of focus.
You just got a picture of nobody there. And be like, yeah, I did in the mirror. I look good. And that's it.
That's a good thing about that, fuck, you know. I ain't gonna lie, you don't love yourself so much when you're in the mirror, like, That's a nice angle. Yeah.
You smell it. That's how you practice for real, you know? That's how they teach us. You practice, you literally stand in front of the mirror, you find your specific angles because everybody different. Mm. And you learn to love those angles and walk those angles.
As a woman, I could see woman doing that, but men, that's kind of hard to think like, I mean, in the mirror, just walking my angles.
You don't like to be in front of the camera?
Why not? What
about I'm the background person. I'm the person who does like the editing and the other stuff, you know?
I'm telling you.
Well, you know.
My photography is nature, not people.
Oh, so you take pictures? Mm. Okay.
Inside images.
Okay.
I want to take a picture of me just in a flower bed, just laying down, chilling, cooling, smoking.
She could definitely do that. Her visions are sick.
You see?
And this all right, so I'm going to get you queer, and then we're going to set that up. And then we're gonna do the photo shoot. We gotta get the flowers, and then we done get it rain. You know what I'm saying?
What's your favorite flower?
Huh?
What's your favorite flower?
I don't have a favorite flower, to be honest. That's a good question. Honestly, you catch me off guard.
You don't like the rose?
Feminine. Your feminine side.
That hair is from. She said, "What's your favorite flower?" I said, "Huh?" I didn't know I called my favorite. Nah, but I can definitely tap into that. I want to buy some more plants and, you know, bring that into the crib a little more because, you know,
that's a life good way you. To keep your life balanced, to take care of something that's living.
You breathe better.
Mm-hmm. Use a plant, man. What's your favorite plant that you have?
My favorite plant? Damn. There's so many.
My
favorite plant? Plant? Mm. Like my favorite plant? My favorite plant is the marijuana plant. But not because you could smoke it, but it's because, like, it is, like, it's one of the few plants that is like the molecular. Oh shit!
English
molecular structure aligns with a human own. You know what I mean? So it's like that's just very interesting to me that like there's a plant out there that is so, you know what I mean, aligned with the human body. So it's like, okay, that's so fascinating to me. So, like, yeah, marijuana plant. And the fact that, you can, you know, so much different strains could come free. They have so much different benefits, all those different things. So, like, yeah, marijuana plant.
You know what's funny? Hearing your answer, I thought I'd been surface level.
But
you literally do a good deep. That's a good clip, though. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Whoa, why'd that have to be feminine energy? Why that couldn't have just been energy?
Yeah. So, you feel like plants are feminine energy thing?
Feminine energy isn't just necessarily talking about, like, a female. It's just a different.
They probably are so ignorant.
It's a softer energy. It's more nurturing, you know, because, you know, men are more. There's a masculine energy because we have a masculine energy.
Okay.
Right? We also have a feminine energy.
Okay.
So you just tapped into that. It's more softer and nurturing. Nature isn't masculine.
That's the first time I ever hear you.
Nature is nurture. And to nurture is feminine.
So if I brush in my son here and getting him ready for school, that's my feminine energy. Right?
If that's what you want to.
There's nothing masculine about yourself? That. I'm nurturing my son.
Do you nurture yourself?
If I nurture myself?
Yes. Because you have
What's
to start there.
What's an act of nurturing myself? Like, give me an example of nurturing myself. Like,
nurturing yourself could mean anything. It could
brushing
be
your hair.
Drinking
it could
teeth.
Be brushing your hair. It could be brushing your teeth.
Give myself a haircut.
Skincare.
Yeah, to nurture myself.
Okay, that's good.
So barbers are feminine occupations?
No.
I don't think that's what they were saying.
That's not at all what we were saying.
I know. I
you think
know.
They're nurturing you when they're doing a haircut?
Yeah.
So strippers are, never mind.
That's self, they ain't care?
No. Wow. Barbering, that's not self-care. Well, it is self-care.
It's nurturing. Am I nurturing we?
No. No, I don't think it's like that. I think it's a different.
I don't think that's how that work.
I think, for example, I think you more like diving into like,
self-care
I
don't have to do with other people.
Hobs,
right?
Hobs and them like stuff you be taking or for your health and stuff. That's more like self care.
That's more for you.
No, I again, you know, like in my brain is like I feminine energy ain't something bad to have. At first, when you first say it, I was like, hold on, what you
calling me a girl?
You know what I mean? But it's like shit, ain't bad to have that feminine energy.
You have to have range within yourself.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna lie. This is the first time ever I hear you speak so soft about something when you start talking about marijuana. You know that? Like, yo, just like, what the fuck?
Man, bringing back.
He spoke very eloquently about marijuana.
You catch me off guard.
You see, but you had a whole different vision. You just ran with that. It was like a nice flow.
That was a good answer.
Yeah, man.
Proud of you.
So if you out there, yeah, that's my favorite plant.
All right, cool. What's your favorite plant? Top three. You like get 20.
Okay, because I was going to say, the aloe plant.
Yeah, the aloe plant is really good.
And tiger lilies.
I love tiger lilies.
That's my favorite. Okay. My grandmother had a big thing of aloes in her yard.
Yeah, the heck did the girls grow insane farm?
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
For sure, okay, for sure. Oh, the wild, you know. That ain't wild. Like, you driving and you see that head growing all the wild, bro.
My mother used to tell me from young, you can't stop nature.
That's deep.
You can't.
Can't stop nature.
Can't stop nature.
It's a hippie episode. Man. Everybody want to be cool and zen. I like that. Fuck.
Make the sage, man.
Okay. What about you? What's your favorite plant?
My favorite plant is a flower. And it's hibiscus.
Hibiscus?
Yes.
God, it reminds me of my grandmother.
No, it reminds me of my grandmother.
Okay. Well, I'm going to work on my favorite plant. By next episode, I'll have a favorite plant.
You said tulips?
No, tiger lilies.
Lilies.
Eucalyptus and the aloe plant.
Orchids are nice.
So that's the way to sweep you off your feet. Like somebody come with a bouquet.
Tiger lilies?
Yeah.
Don't nobody ever think about that. I hate roses.
Yeah, me too. I hate roses too.
So you ride out the lilies then? See that?
Why I hate roses? That's a good ass statement. Why I hate roses?
It's so generic.
Yes.
I think so. Basic,
you can't see we sitting on with some different people.
Like, what if it's hand picked?
Sorry.
Like hand picked, like cut the thorns
off. Don't get me wrong, they're pretty to look at, but to have an own and.
Okay, so you're saying no.
No.
I'd rather a cactus.
Over a rose?
Yeah, man. Cactus lasts a long time,
give
too.
What are they called?
But there's a cactus. Exactly. They're exactly.
That's nice.
Succulent.
Succulent.
What's a succulent? That's a plant that eat plants?
No. A succulent is
the
like
plant
a,
in Mario?
One of those like smaller plants that like you they don't require much maintenance.
Love it.
He's fucking ass.
Really? I'm talking about dino, but I didn't know that.
Who's saying?
Nah, what the hell, dude?
Hey, this is a learning moment. You know, we hear learning about life. Like, we learning about things, you know what I'm saying?
Go ahead, break it down.
A succulent is like a small plant. They're not really like leafy per se. They're more like
they're hard,
squeaky material, and they're hard. And they don't require much maintenance. That should be your first down plant.
A succulent.
You don't have a plant?
Are you calling me? I just moved into the crib.
Is that real?
A year ago. I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I don't know about your studio, man. Hey, we appreciate that in the studio, man. One thing for the
I can't believe you don't own a plant.
I just moved in a crib, though. I'm trying to sort it out. Yeah,
go to Home Depot. Get
a succulent. A bamboo plant.
I ain't got no life around here, man.
I'm going to get bamboo.
Bamboo is good for you.
I'm going to get bamboo.
Yeah, I got some bamboo.
She got a tiger. Wait, girl, tiger.
Tiger lily.
Yeah, she has some of those.
Take her ass Home Depot and get some plants.
Question for you. I'll pull up. So it's more common for us. But if I pull up to a dude house, right?
Right.
And I go like, you know, I stay in the night to all the cases. And I go in the shower. And yeah, eucalyptus hanging from the shower head. That gonna make her, I'd be like, what the fuck?
I gonna feel like I didn't even what? Rainforest.
I would be like, I would be impressed.
Yes.
For real?
Very. I would be impressed.
Very.
I just gained a free game, you know? I know she coming over. Yeah, bag of eucalyptus, you know what I'm saying?
You get on Amazon, they have that.
See that?
The rain, yeah.
That's how my shower is.
Yeah, them vines on there.
All right, cool. So let's jump off our plants for a second. Let's get into style.
Cool.
I drippy, you know what I mean? I like your fit, you know? Clean. I like it. I like your fit, too. You know, I appreciate you. Your fit smooth, too, my boy. You know what I'm saying? So.
I look at your
face. Well, I don't know. I got to wait to see what he
has
to say. I
don't think about it. I say it's smooth.
I'm going on the lane, you know what I mean? So I just waited for the butt to set something on my fit, you know?
I'm going
to
ask you, you know, since you're in modeling. Since you're in the camera. And doing all that stuff, like. You don't style yourself.
I do style myself.
Referring the question. You style yourself.
Right.
Okay. How do you go about picking which outfit for which event?
Well, first of all, I have to think about what's appropriate for said event. Then I have to think about how I want to feel at said event. And then I figure out my color schemes. And then I choose my outfit.
So what's your color scheme for like your go to? Like you like neutrals, like what it is you like to wear, like that make you more comfortable.
I mean she get it bandana around. As a belt on no.
You see you gotta repeat that.
you Pyru? That's a question.
What's your go to color?
What's your go-to color scheme like that you like wearing? Or color?
Black. I like black. But I do like neutrals too. I have colors. I have a lot of colors in my wardrobe, but on a daily basis, I find myself just wearing regular, like, white and black. Yeah.
I think black just easy for everybody.
Yeah, like, black is beautiful.
Especially when you're from West, you know? When you're from West, you just try black tea, you know, on a G-Money, you know, call it that day.
West is best.
What about you? What's your... Yeah.
That's why I kept laughing.
Yeah, we tapping in.
I told you who dressed me.
Oh, yeah.
How long it took you to pick that outfit?
She did. That's what we're talking about.
My boyfriend's daughter dressed me.
Your boyfriend's daughter?
Well, that's fire, though.
I had a couple options, and I said which one, and she just like, this is so pretty. And I'm like, all right, it's flowy, it's islandy. Because she's like, she knows what podcast is, so... She was a fan.
I like it.
And I was like, okay, let's do it.
So, you know,
you said she's a fan of podcasts?
She knows podcasts, oh, yeah.
Okay. So, you don't have like a specific color that you kind of lean on?
I love neutrals.
Neutrals, greens.
Browns.
I love browns. Black and brown is my shit.
I'm like, black's that's not a go-to for me.
They don't flow together.
Black and brown?
Yes, and people used to tell me when I was younger that they don't go together. Until I realized that they did. And I was like, y'all are haters. And y'all are slow.
Black and brown. Black and brown.
Black and brown goes.
Black, about pink brown. And
yellow. I got brown on waiting, man.
They give in Starbucks, though. If you do it wrong. Said it
pink and go. Yellow?
Yeah. If you do it wrong, you're going to give Starbucks.
Oh.
Starbucks. Starburst.
Starburst.
Starbucks.
Starburst.
That's how it's your thing, though. You know,
Starbucks.
What about you, Chris? How you get into your fits? What would be the mindset behind you deciding your fits for the day?
For the day?
You stepping out
for the day.
You stepping out. You about to party. Like, how you decide what?
Oh, you about to party?
About to party? About do whatever. Like, how you decide?
I got different mindsets, you know. Like for the gym, for sure, is like, how I pick what I wear to go to the gym. Probably is like, what?
We listening.
We listen and we don't judge. You like,
I'm sorry, I'm a Virgo. I can't hide
Her face. Yeah.
Shout out to the Virgos out there, man. But no, like, yeah, like if I do legs, they probably gonna wear like some shorts and like a fire shirt. You know what I mean? Like a graphic tee and thing, you know what I'm saying? But like 9 times out of 10 I gonna have on a hat.
So would you say your style is laid back?
Cool and
pajama type vibes?
Yeah. Something like this, if I go, you know what I mean? Like, kind of like humble, but at the same time, fresh. Like, humble, fresh. You know what I type of way?
Oh, you hear my baby
all about
girl,
statement.
I'm all about statement.
They might probably hear it.
I'm all about statement. You never know who you're going to meet when you walk out that door.
You ain't trying to meet nobody.
I don't try to tell myself that.
You know what's funny about you?
Well,
you don't attract so much people to you. Like, this man, if you know him, if you ever met him or see him before. But I have been a bunch of places and he just meet, or a lot of people just be attracted to come to me like a magnet. You know what I mean? So the fact that she's saying, yeah, do a statement whenever you pop out, It don't resonate well with you, but it's like you are a magnet. So it's like you kind of need to be ready because you never know. You may walk outside right now and fucking Quavo might be outside, dog. You know what I mean? He will walk up to you and be like, bro, I like your chain. And you just get pajamas on, like, yeah, dog. So that's cool. That's important. You know that color that you rock with that you like the most?
I like blue. I like black. I like brown.
What's your favorite color?
My favorite color?
Uh-huh.
My favorite color is blue. My favorite color on clothes is navy blue.
Okay. Cool.
Love blue.
Blue?
What kind of Virgo you be? A September Virgo?
August.
Oh, both are Virgos?
824, Kobe said, baby.
Oh, shit.
She said 824?
Yeah.
No, she says she apologized for being a Virgo all year.
Because I was judging with my face, not with my words.
She so like, the gym? I don't give a fuck what you wear to the gym, nigga. I was like, I don't go no place. So I had to go to the gym. So I was like, wow, it's a tough question. Cause I don't really go out.
How I feel?
That's why I just tell you all year, and no, I don't go.
I just throw something on, man. And then, like, living in the States, too, it's like, it might be cold. You know what I mean? So it's like, no, that brings down my options to, like, it went from 12 to, like, 4. So now I got upon something warm.
Yeah, how is that switch between being in the islands and then coming to the States?
That shit sucks, dude.
I feel like, are you giving yourself pneumonia?
That shit hell, bro.
That shit is some bullshit, dog. That shit is some bullshit.
We didn't get used to it, though.
I never scream outside.
What? Like,
of course.
Scream. Like give me an example.
Hey, you walk into the fucking car, it's 30 degrees. Fuck. No wind in blowing, right? So
absolutely.
It's safe. out of the blue, you just see a gust of wind just start blowing. You like, oh, fuck. I know I'm tired.
Yeah, that happened all the time.
Your mother. Start cussing.
No, that cold will be biting my ass through my jeans.
Nah, that should be cool.
Talking about Georgia weather. Oh, goodness. You guys
can't. That wind, that gust of wind, man. Fuck me up.
And you know what's funny? Here in Texas. So it's you're cool and even, well, it'll get cool. But
I should get cool. I don't know who late to you.
You can't be in 12 inches of snow in New York. You.
No, New York cold different.
New York a different cold.
I think it's just a different cold. Like, me think, New York cold just feels different.
Beat you up, like,
you got to walk you up backwards because the wind is faking you.
Exactly, you got to walk the opposite direction of the wind.
Bro.
Always.
Shit, so what you doing in Atlanta, though?
I'm in the Duluth area.
Boy, what am I doing out here? How you get here, yeah?
Oh, my mom. My mom decided to come down here. She's been here for her whole life, so like 20 years, so.
Okay.
A lot of people decide to come here, man.
Mm-hmm. Just waiting for you to come.
My dad will never leave. He will never leave.
I know.
Oh, like New York?
Yeah. He just knows, everybody knows him. If you know him, you know me, you know Achilles, you know.
Shout out to your pops, man. We're going to be in New York real soon. Can't wait to meet you.
Achilles and Persia, they already in the newspaper. They're already doing their thing. My brother and sister, the twins, they're about to turn 18. They just turned 18, actually, and they both play football.
Okay.
Catholic, mm-hmm. Paramus, New Jersey school.
Okay.
And they kill it.
Okay.
Every time.
You might not really pull off. Bring him on the pod. So let me change the channel real quick. Mm-hmm. All right. So we'll touch on the modeling.
Right.
So then we flip it.
Right.
How you get into the acting?
So I really follow in my sister's footsteps. Shout out Q. Love you. My sister, when she went to college, she was the same as me. She used to dance and stuff like that and act as well.
Yeah.
And so when I started to go to college, I do the same thing. I was like, okay, I want to be just like my sister.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I love her. I admire her. This looks so fun. And I always a movie person. Aww. Like, I love to watch movies and shows and get into them and deep dive and think. So I was like, how can I think like a person in the movie other than to be a person in a movie? And then I told myself that's what I wanted to do. And so I did it.
Mm. So modeling kind of fall in your lap. But acting was a passion. That's what you wanted. Okay, so how you get, introduced to people? Like how that happened for you?
So, from the same program for the modeling,
mm-hmm.
it was a modeling and acting school.
Wow.
And so...
Look at that. You almost threw that shit away. You was like, fuck it.
Yeah. So, when I finish and I graduate, them scouts and stuff that I meet, I network with them. They told me how to do certain things. I did... headshots, I did what I needed to do, submitted. And, I mean, it's an on and off game because it's not guaranteed, obviously.
Yeah.
But it's a huge feel and you got to play.
What's, the direction you want to go with acting? Like, what type of shows or movies, genres, you want to be in?
I want to be in, action movies,
mm-hmm.
funny movies, or, those comedy action movies.
You want to kick ass?
I want to kick some ass.
Fucking shit off.
I would be a great evil villain. I really feel like that.
Because
everybody think, she's so sweet, she's so soft. And now I want to do the opposite because I want to channel that. And as an actor, you have to challenge yourself.
So. Yeah, yeah. Let me hear evil laugh.
The next
minute. Let me hear evil laugh.
I don't have an evil laugh.
You got to have an evil laugh. You can't be evil without an evil laugh. Never. Oh, you get one?
That's it. That's it. That's it right there. You sound like Mojo Jojo.
Shit. Yeah, I feel like I sound like Cartel.
No, mine is like a...
Me.
Like a...
Nah, just in the background, just doing that. Fuck.
Wait, your stocks low and just, end it off hysterical.
You change your optics. You can't change optics.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
That's interesting. If you could have been a type of movie or show, which kind of show y'all want to be in?
Man, comedy for sure. You know what I'm saying?
I could see you doing a sitcom.
Yeah, I would want to do comedy, but the type of comedy I would want to do wouldn't be the goofy type. You know what I mean? It's going to be slick, funny, funny.
Like Bad Boys type of comedy.
Like a low-key funny. Like Kevin Hart.
Nah, not like Kevin Hart. Not on the popular like, show shit, though.
Right, no, Will Ferrell, I feel like it's too...
Not Will Ferrell, not like, Jim Carrey, not them niggas, you know what I'm saying? Not going out there, point like, me not poppy show, that's
like just telling Lawrence, jokes.
Maybe. Yeah, he want to be like Will Smith kind of situation.
Yeah, that's what
like,
I'm thinking.
Not really saying it, but he's saying jokes, but he's like, he actually talking real shit.
Yeah. I want funny shit to be happening.
Serious,
I want funny shit to be happening around me, like Adam Sandler.
Okay.
Shout out to Adam Sandler. I do it smooth. You know?
Adam
Sandler,
I have
the same
amazing.
Damn vibes. You talking about wearing shots? He don't wear shots everywhere.
Who he?
Adam Sandler.
We're going shots. To the Grammys. Chris can pull up in shots.
Yeah, man. I have tools out. Shout out to Quan.
What about you? If you could be in a movie show, which kind of show you being?
Psychological thriller.
Mm.
Are you gonna be the?
I love thrillers.
You gonna be the
protagonist? Yeah, protagonist.
You want to be the villain?
Like,
no, I don't. I don't
want to be a victim.
No, I don't want to be on the other side. No, I want to be. I want to be the person that does it. I want to mess with people's heads.
Oh, okay.
Like,
what the fuck they saying?
Saw, yes, Saw.
Like Saw.
You ever watch Saw?
Of course, I watch Saw. You want to be like Saw? You want to be like?
I never watch Saw.
Oh, that's kind of crazy.
It's like
I don't watch no scary
like
movies.
Like he really like messing them up.
Yeah, I like scary
puzzles
movies,
but I didn't have to play.
I don't like scary movies.
I don't like that.
But that's crazy. For some reason, I can't help but watch certain scary movies.
Can't watch them, heck, man.
Well, that goes into if I was going to be in something, I want to do a scary movie. I don't care. I want to definitely be the victim, but I want to get away. You know what I mean? I want to be the survivor without everybody. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I think that shit would be funny as fuck.
Because you're really walking into a bloody scene. Like, what the fuck?
What do you mean? I feel like we, as VIP people, naturally, we have funny ass responses. You check. We walk in this room and we see buddies on the floor. We're going to be like, hey, are we going to turn around and walk out? We're going to make no scene. We're going to close the door. We're going to call nobody. We're going to drive off. You check. So I just feel like I would be like entertaining to watch and then I surviving at the end. You check. I don't know. I just feel like it'd be really cool.
I would like to be a villain.
I feel like you'd be an ass though.
A what?
An ass.
ASS?
ASS, a donkey.
Are you offended? What do you mean by that?
No, you would wait in
like
a good
funny?
Way. Yeah. Oh, like you
like
are,
I fall
you
and
ever watch Scream 2?
Of course.
Oh,
you
going
to be Marlin. Marlin Wayans. That's a baby. It's Marlin Wayans.
Nah, I think that should be dope, though. For some people, being in front of the camera and taking pictures already be hard.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So being in front of the camera, like talking or like doing any type of action and being recorded, like, you feel that's a whole different level of stage fright, or you feel like it could be a kind
shit,
of
shit, we should see what your sauce is.
It's...
We should push it to the test.
It's both, honestly.
Know. Is it the same? Both? Kind of feel the same?
Yeah, because even when I know a script or if I'm on a set or something, it's still the same thing. You still feel that nervousness, even though it's not like a whole people in front of you or whatever, but they're the same vibes.
It's like right now.
Like right now?
Yeah. You feel anxious? You anxious?
Are nervous? You
nervous?
Oh.
No, nervous.
He making you nervous?
I'm not a camera person.
I could tone it down a little bit if you wanted to.
I'll switch seats.
I do it too.
It's just so hard. I'm sorry.
Nah.
So. I get too much aura, dog. You fucking up the place.
So what's a good icebreaker to kind of get you out of that anxiety?
We don't actually do icebreakers. Like
we could do one right now.
Yeah.
Let's do one right now. Because she doesn't know about this. It's a perfect opportunity. So let's do an icebreaker right now. Break one down to us.
I used to scream for my icebreaker.
Okay.
What?
Well, we're not going to scream.
No,
let's not do that.
Yeah,
but like before like,
like
I go on the air for the
but
radio.
But I accepted. I hear you.
I got a video out. Somebody recalled me doing that shit.
That's going to be funny. We could do like a silent scream. You know, you're about to scream, but you don't actually, like, yeah. And we all be like, 1, 2, 3.
No, that's how you do that. That hurts my chest.
Oh, shit.
Don't crack your stomach, though.
Okay. We let a professional decide. What's a good icebreaker we should do right now?
Well, not Chris's idea. Oh, let's do a warm-up. How about that?
A warm-up. Okay, let's do that. How we do that?
Squats?
So, no, with wads.
Wads.
Say, my mama made me mash my M&Ms.
Go ahead.
Go.
That's how it.
My mommy made me smash my M&Ms. My mama made me mash my M&Ms.
Okay, good job. Go.
Me?
Yeah, go.
That sound hard. My mama made me smash my M&Ms.
Mash.
My mama made me mash my M&Ms.
That was good.
Smooth. That was smooth. Yeah.
My tone?
Yeah.
My mama made me mash my M&M's.
Say it faster.
My mama made me mash my M&M's.
What?
Like, in between.
Wow.
A little slower.
Slower than that?
Look at the camera, deep in the camera, and set up fuck like a conviction.
Yeah, break the fourth wall.
No. My mama made me mash my M&M's.
That's small.
Snap it up.
That's small. Mm-hmm. I want to do some acting real quick.
Yeah.
Then it's a pause. No.
How about this?
This segment.
You got to give he a scenario and he have to act it out.
No, we want to give you one.
With the green, and cause.
There's another episode of Z and Quay, and we have with the green guest with us today.
Wait till you want to. I was going to suggest. Well, you do it.
Okay, before I ask this question, I ever had a time that Ayo walk up to a dude, or is I always dudes coming up to Ayo? Like, ever had a time that you like, let me go see what this guy's saying. He look real nice. Like,
No.
So you always get approached.
I ain't even trying to sound like that, but genuinely no, I never walk up to them. But not because I don't want to, but I just too scared. Like,
you say you're the best wing woman. So you just
I'm aggressive.
Run the plays.
Grab
me. Also, you don't walk up to a guy already and let him know how you feel.
Depends on if I actually care. But
it have happened before. Like, you have walked up to a guy.
Oh
before.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So okay. Nice. So like, look into that camera and show me your game. Show me your game. Like, okay.
It's very easy. I mean, guys, let's be real.
Guys, okay? Easy.
Guys are easy.
Very.
There's not a lot of guys that have a mindset where they're really like, my body is a temple type of thing. Or like, they're very particular.
My body is a temple.
I was going to say my body is a temple.
And I'm sorry not to be cocky, but I'm not ugly. So if I walk up and
shit.
I say to you.
Look at the camera when you say
myself. Exactly, when I say exactly. to you, I think you're cute. Can I have your number? It's going to be very simple.
Period.
So that's what you going to do?
Okay.
You're going to drop your phone like, oh, fuck.
Hold on. I in the produce
like
section.
Like how she catch you with a flower.
And they're picking up some, like, huh? Picking up some mango and apple.
And you're thrown off because you're not used to a woman approaching you.
That's good.
Me?
See?
Or a guy?
In general.
Okay.
he said, me? You sure? Me? You know what I mean?
The man just said people just walk up to me, so I was saying, like,
you want to listen to what he was saying?
You listen to what his man just said? No, man.
So that's your scenario?
Yeah, okay, yeah. So I picking up produce, right?
Right.
You like to see me, or you like to see the guy. You walking up to the guy, and you going to let him know. You're going to try and get him. So do that to the camera. This is your acting role. And
actually, just role.
No, you got act it out.
Hey,
what's your name? Blah, blah, blah. All of that.
You going to pick up the eucalyptus?
You said no.
I just walk up. You just walk up, and I'm just like, I'm not shy. It's just, I think you're cute. Like, you trying to give me your number?
That's what you going to do?
Hey, I think you're cute. And then I smile, like, hey, I think you're cute. Can I get your number?
That would be a nasty clip. Oh, my God. That's... Cut that bitch out. Just like that.
So you never been in that situation before.
So what would you do in that situation? Put your actor on the table. What would you do in that situation?
She never been
first
in it before.
Time.
So now she really
got. Yeah, she got acted out.
She got act for real because she never been in that situation.
He is your type.
Channel your quake.
He in the plant. I about to get some.
he about to get a cactus.
Okay, yeah. Tell me what you doing, and then I'll approach you.
Hey, Bow. So he at Home Depot. Rain.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What a man. Like a ball, man, for real. Mm-hmm. It's my ball, like, fuck. You gotta talk to you.
It's my ball, like, fuck.
Why you have to add that?
Hold on. To the scenario. It's my ball, man. No, man. And he buying cactus? No, I gotta go tell this man something. And action.
That cactus have more hair on it than you. You wanna talk to me?
What's your response, Rin?
Why are you fucking with you, man? Okay. But for real.
I dropped the cactus. What the fuck you said?
You listen to me?
No, but for real, I'm be like, you like plants?
Respond.
You got to respond.
Yeah.
Chris, what kind of... I mean, Chris.
Rin.
You say if I like... Oh, my bad.
No, you got
to act. Sorry. Ask again. Go ahead.
So do you like plants?
I mean, it depends on the day.
Well, I think today is a good day. Do you want to look at some plants with me?
Oh, sure. Well, is that easy? Well, I guess mine really is easy. Oh, the easiest question for real.
Smooth.
Hold on. Off the market.
Me as a dude, I gotta be like, what? You and a plant just have a good resemblance? I gotta make some funny shit up as a dude.
Something. Well, imagine okay. I do walking up to her, like, you want to look at these plants with me?
You know what's crazy? Like, so a lot of men really use humor as, like, an approach.
Well, I mean, you know, it's so if you can make her laugh and jiggle.
You have her for life.
Amen. Facts. I was going to say something else, but that works too.
See, I don't know. That's true, man. I make a lot of people laugh and I don't have them for life.
That's deep. Damn.
They're stealing your joy.
Don't let nobody steal your joy.
It's
inside.
God give you that joy. No, money ain't stealing. It's available. It's just there to take. You know, like, when they ain't stealing, it's just go.
See, not easy.
All right, cool. So I'm glad we did a little exercise, right? Okay. That was cool. Mm-hmm. So, and I'm glad we did the, my mama made me smash M&M's. That was cool, too. Right?
Mash.
Mash, smash, bash.
Quash.
Same thing.
Bangladesh.
So, anxiety.
Right. Mm.
Oh, shit.
Let's talk about it.
I've been fidgeting with my shit all under this
room. You have an anxiety?
You want me to hold it for you before you break it? Or?
I'm with the game. We accept anxiety. You know, we love talking about anxiety.
Yeah,
put it
down. We're about to get cool in here. Yeah, yeah.
There you go.
You know, it's vague.
So, being someone that's in front of the camera or just being social in social gatherings, a lot of people experience anxiety. A lot of people, and some people don't even know, is anxiety. Yes. You know what I mean? So how do you handle the anxiety while trying to still be professional or still trying to do what you need to do?
Shit, before you even answer that, how do you even pinpoint a bit, oh shit, that's anxiety. How do you even know what anxiety is? Like, you're going through anxiety, you know what I mean?
So for me, like right now, my heart racing bad. So when I feel my heart rate start to rise, I'd be like, damn. And I'd tell myself, okay, I need to calm down. But if I die in a professional setting, if I'm like here on the pod, or if I die acting, modeling, anything that I'm doing in front of a camera, I just tell myself, this is a job. So just act like it's your job.
Mm-hmm.
Do your job. And that's it. But as soon as camera's off and everything, I'd just go back to like, okay, I have to tell myself, you need to meditate, you need to count to 10, you need to do what you need to do in order to calm your mind, because you can't be productive if you're not at peace with yourself.
That's true. You ever experienced anxiety, Chris?
Yeah, man.
Anyone have a panic attack?
Every time.
I had a panic attack yesterday.
I had crazy anxiety, like, to the point that it just give me trauma every time I go to that room, you know what I mean? Like, that drug test room for Lame Tree, you know what I'm saying? Like, it fucked me up.
I might not understand that.
Nah, for real, because like at the time, like, okay, so this is what happened, right? I'm gonna get deep.
Mm-hmm.
So I was about to got child, right? She pregnant, child on the way. So I got this opportunity to walk Lame Tree. So like Lame Tree, if I don't know, this is this facility, back home oil refinery. So it's like once you walk there, that's like, I don't want to say the pinnacle of jobs, way that up there, you know what I mean? Like once you get our job, it's like, yeah, next is like house and like business and you get money, you know what I mean? You could get whatever car you want or a lot, whatever the case may be. But so like I had this opportunity, like I don't pass everything. The last thing I got passed is the drug test. Check. So went in there and it's like, I feel it.
Yeah.
But like that's the thing, like I had quit smoking, but it's like I still feel like that's how it's still been in my system. So that's the thing. So the second time I looked, so they called me and they were like, yeah, it turns out that it show up inconclusive or whatever, right? So I had to go back again and take it. So like I was sad, man. I was like, I couldn't even look my girl in the eye and tell her like, yo, you know what I mean? Like, cause imagine she about to get born, like, and she, this is her first kid, my first kid, so she like, this is the person I'm about to start my future with, like, he making fuck, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, so it's like, in my head, like, man, that's a failure, man, what the fuck, that's a bum, like, for weed. So it's like, so I went back again, but this time I went with, like, the fakey.
Not the fakey.
The fakey.
He said, I can pass this for sure this time.
No, sir. Dog, that fragrance, like, the bottle, the air going back into the bottle with, no, so like, what going on?
No,
exactly, she like, catch. I get catch. So that's why I get anxiety from that, because it's like,
are you doing something wrong?
Because you're doing something that you're supposed to be doing. So like, that's really where anxiety to come from, when you're doing something that you ain't supposed to be doing.
For some people.
For you.
Yeah, I fuck hard. I get fuck hard for me.
Every time a cop comes by.
That's why they get upset.
No, seriously. That's living in the States.
That's why they get upset when people that say cupping, because I feel really hard for me to
that's
like.
That's not real for you.
Like, you could tell when they lying. Because maybe anxiety or you going on sick. Like, real shit.
So basically, when you in the wrong, you the gang anxiety.
Yeah.
You got a bunch of different types of anxiety.
Exactly.
Know what I mean?
You're doing something ain't supposed to do it again. Anxiety.
That's your integrity knocking with your head.
Yep. Your guilt.
That's my moral compass.
Yeah.
That's actually God. To be honest with you, that's God letting you know. Yeah. God judgment day coming. You know what I'm saying? So do the right thing.
You feel me? He watching
you know better.
Yeah.
Exactly. He watching you like.
So you get different. You get different type of anxiety.
Yeah,
right.
Ancestors ain't enough.
Again, panic. Panic disorder.
Mm-hmm.
So panic attacks were. You have panic attacks so often that you're fearful of having panic attacks.
Yeah.
You know? And, like, just the idea of a panic attack could just give you anxiety. Like, fuck.
That's also a form of OCD.
Yeah?
Yeah, because you are just so fixated on something happening, something bad happening, that it takes over you.
Mm.
You're not in control.
Exactly.
That's scary. I ain't gonna care. Then you have... You have generalized anxiety. That's kind of what you were talking about a little bit, right? Mm-hmm. It's regular fear. Mm-hmm. Basically, like being scared of something happening, and, you know, being fear of failure, getting caught, like them type of stuff general. You have social anxiety. People that's in a public space.
Ask me right now.
Talking on a podcast.
Crowds.
Facts.
I wonder if I get out because I don't really like to go.
Well, the difference is, like, do you feel it when you out though?
Mm-hmm.
Like, was she right now? She out. She's shaking a little bit.
Like, the inside of me is quivering.
Yeah, like you're feeling tight in the stomach.
Being in a crowd is a lot of anxiety.
You know what it
makes
me feel better in those situations? Like, if I get my click with me. If I get my dogs with me. Like, rain.
Like,
if I get, like, two of my dogs with me, like, we could conquer the wall.
But if I'm by myself...
It's like, yeah, I didn't feel anxious for you. Like, I didn't feel like I don't want to be here.
My guard is up. I'm in protection mode.
Yeah, and that ain't a good thing, you know? Like, why would you want to be in protection mode? You know what I mean? You want to be relaxed.
A lot of riots. Like, a lot of riots break out. So, when I'm down here and there's so many people around, like, I don't go out on weekends.
I've always been like that.
I don't go to the grocery store on a weekend.
Yeah. Don't go to the grocery store on the weekends.
And doc.
A lot of stuff happening up there. Yeah, for sure. So, you bring up going in a clique, right? You have people that go with you on in the clique. Like, for example, me. I may be over you on other people, right?
Yeah.
But I may still suffer from social anxiety because I just don't like being, or not don't like, I'm just uncomfortable being around people and having to speak. You check? Like, some of it that come from petty stuff, too, is, like, fear of being embarrassed, fear of something dumb. Like, that's reasons why your anxiety will flare up when you have social anxiety.
I was just about to say, we don't really let other people dictate your life, which is crazy, and you should never do that.
You shouldn't.
I mean,
nice facts.
Shit, like,
way to happen.
I mean, if you really think about it, that's kind of all life is right now, you know what I mean?
I've been embarrassed.
If you post a picture, right?
I don't have that.
You never been embarrassed?
Like, you know how when they say, like, oh, mom and dad, you're embarrassed? I've never had that. I've never had that.
I want you
like,
back
we don't
the
have that. We laugh at all.
I was about to say, then again, your parents are. So.
You never met my dad?
Your mom.
I feel like when you have, like, funny, crazy parents, that's when, like, you just be like, I can't get embarrassed. I got these people embarrassing me every day.
My mother is Haitian Dominican.
Amazing.
She is
we
laugh
her.
It off.
Oh, yeah, that's
it.
Me.
Like,
yeah.
Just laugh
her
it
mother
off.
Has vibes, dude.
Oh, yeah, I need your mother.
Yeah, bring Shana back.
Yeah, bring Shana back. She'll cook.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
And next episode.
Tony does the meats and mom does the sides, the potato salad, the collard greens, the rice.
Love Tony. Please make me some ribs.
If I want to fix social anxiety or any type of anxiety, I'll bring food in the room. Everybody
no,
get comfortable.
I'm a foodie.
So, you get something on you?
No.
Oh.
Damn.
Huh?
Where I come from?
Right.
We call Dominican Santo in the Virgin Islands. Yeah.
Because there's Dominica.
No,
the
it's Dominican
Dominica.
Republic.
Yeah,
it's
but Republic. But our boy Franco, he kind of, you know, he kind of make a statement about it. You know what I mean? So no, I don't even say that no more that, like that. That
yeah,
is Dominican.
Not,
you
exactly.
know, Dominican, you know what I mean? Shout out to Franco, you know what I mean? My bad.
Dominicana.
My bad for
I said Dominicana.
Dominicana.
So, and the last anxiety that I have on the list is a lot of anxieties, but the last one I have is separation anxiety. That's like...
My son.
Yeah, when you attach to something like kids, it could be anything that you attach to, a strong attachment, and you kind of like, you lose it or you get some distance in between it, that's when the separation anxiety will come. You can't sleep, you can't eat, like, it's rough.
I don't lose my appetite for real. Yeah. Like when I'm anxious, not with separation anxiety, but just like...
Just period.
I think with separation anxiety, you got to learn how to really be with yourself. Like, I enjoy being alone. Like, I take small, I like slow mornings, you know, on the porch.
I think that's where my issues reside. Because I'm comfortable with being with, like, one other person. But if I'm completely alone, then I'm afraid of what I might think about myself. So,
you're not a safe space for yourself.
Right.
I mean, it's a deeper ass question. You love yourself?
I do love myself. Ironically, I do.
So it's a war on the inside.
It's a war.
If you love hard, you're going to be hard on yourself too.
Yeah, exactly. Folks, that's what I ask.
Especially when you give out so much love and it's not reciprocated, then you start to internalize that. Yeah, for sure. And be like, damn, is it me?
Is it me?
Mm-mm.
These bitches ungrateful.
I do mantras. I have mantras. Whenever I feel a negative thought come in my head, I always have like a different mantra. I'd be like, either this is temporary, or say that, you know, remind yourself that it has more to do with them than me, or I did this for you out of the goodness of my heart. Right. Did I really do this to get reciprocation?
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
Can I feel like food that affect your mood?
1,000%. That's why certain vegans are vegans. I mean, I'm not a vegan, but... You're eating something dead. I think we're all meat eaters here. But if you're eating something that's dead, you don't realize that you're going to get sleepy, you're going to get itis, you don't not have energy. Then rather if you eat something healthier or whatever, you might have
something
more
that's
energy.
Alive?
Exactly.
I mean, is it alive?
Plant,
that shit's still alive, dog.
A spinach alive?
Yes. You see the green?
Chlorophyll.
I didn't know that.
If it's dead, it's going to turn brown.
It's a living animal.
Shit's still alive.
Is it dying?
But you have
it have a life mind, it have an expiration date.
Can't you repot that plant to grow
you
more
can,
plants?
That's true.
Still alive.
So we have to eat grass at the end of the day, eat plants and stuff.
Exactly. Like,
eat colorful food, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
So I'm glad you bring up that question. So I'm glad you said what you said about the mantra stuff. What are some other ways to deal with anxiety? For anybody out there struggling with anxiety, like, what's some ways to deal with it?
Do what you literally love to do.
That's how you deal with it? Do what you love to do?
Find what you love to do and do it. Like, I love to dance, I dance.
So that help you with anxiety?
Yeah.
It's my passion.
She did just be going. Like, just let the music flow.
No, genuinely.
At that time, I was just scrolling, and she had just posted something. She just said, like, I just freestyling. And, like, when I watched the video, I was like, wow, like, I could have feel, like, you know? I could have feel a vibe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it's like she didn't have no, like, set dance moves, you know? It was just, like, she was just moving to the music. However the music makes she do.
In the
she
wind.
Do. And I was like, damn, she's so free-spirited, man. She just laying. She's shaking off whatever bothering. She releasing it, you know? So
like, exactly. Like, yep.
Two more tips that you could use. The gym, for sure. Mm. When you go in the gym, that's like self-love. Like, you walking on yourself. It's just you and the mirror, to be honest. Like, you know, you get people and they're probably looking good and doing their thing, lifting heavy, but it's really a meditation when you're in the gym.
Disciplining your mindset.
Exactly.
Listen, I don't think people understand that. Like, like the gym, right? You literally hurting yourself, you know. You literally point yourself
through
pain.
You're breaking yourself to build yourself.
Pushing
up.
Yourself.
Yeah, your chest. Yeah. You literally point yourself through pain on purpose for a better
result.
Purpose in the future. That
no pain, no gain.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you know, like, the heck is real. Like, some people get up mad early, you know what I mean? Like, it's like a whole different journey. The gym journey is a different journey.
I ain't gonna lie.
I love it, dude. I love it. I love it. I love when I fall off and I come back. Right now I'm coming back. I fall off for a couple of months. But like I love when you be like, all right, tomorrow, boom, 4 a.m. we in there.
But and that's good. You have that discipline to tell yourself to get up to go.
Yeah, so I could love myself again.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because when he asked you that question, I was like, do I love myself? But he never asked me. And I was like,
wait, time.
My bad. Do you love yourself?
That ain't funny.
Do you
funny.
Love your? I think in this room, you love yourself the most than everybody else in this room, dog. Like, I know we all love ourselves, but I know you Love yourself the most of everybody in this room. I guarantee.
So I love versions of myself.
I genuinely also believe
the fact that you love versions of yourself.
I love versions of myself.
It goes to show.
You know what I mean? I get versions of myself that I don't love. You know what I mean? But it's weird though, because it's like when you sit down and think about it, do I really love myself? Because I always wearing hats, right? My hair is a representation of me. Like, sometimes I really don't like my hair.
You just like style.
You know what you need to build?
What?
Confidence.
Damn. Well, I don't have confidence and I love myself.
You have confidence. You just don't have...
self-confidence?
Confidence.
Hair confidence.
Full confidence.
Full confidence within yourself. Otherwise, you would look at yourself differently. You would tell yourself, even if you don't like what you see, you'd be like, you know what? I don't really like my hair today, but...
You know what
I'm
it is?
Still a good person. I still look good.
You know what it is? In the Virgin Islands, growing up, when you had hair like me, your man used to diss you, dog.
Cause you got cool hair.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, they would hate on what's nice.
I see it.
You too quick. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. You know, they would hate on it. They would be like, yeah, he's awesome. So it's like, it probably something that just, you know, resonates in my heart. Now it's old and it's like trauma, you know?
So let me ask this one question.
Hair holds trauma, by the way.
Why is that's why that man is good.
Why, you think that fuck funny? You think that was a good joke?
You catch me off guard. Oh my God.
I just getting vulnerable on the pot of my laughing at me. Like, what the fuck, dog? I got you, my bro.
What the fuck are you hearing, dog?
Yo. I got one question for you.
Me?
Yeah, just one question.
Okay.
What's, get vulnerable, what's one part of you that you just hate?
A part of me that
you
hate?
You say you love, you have a bunch of versions of you that you love. What's one version of you that you hate?
Probably procrastination. Mm. You know? Mm-hmm. Like, that's one part of me that I hate. Like, I would have, like, goals and stuff. And I know why them goals ain't, like... You know, sometimes people would be like, damn, why I ain't make it yet? Mm-hmm. I know why I ain't make it yet, dog. I'd be procrastinating. Like, nigga, like, I could have really just been pointing that work. Like, I really could have locked in and do this, you know what I mean?
It would have been done.
Yeah, like, yeah. I literally did be making fuck. So exactly. That's a part of me that I really don't fuck with, for real, you know what I mean? Like, the procrastinating.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. I could have something done in like 5 minutes and take 4 hours to do it.
Yeah.
You check? So it's like, that's one thing I hate about myself for sure.
So you hate it, but you comfortable living with it?
Nah.
You gonna write it though? What you gonna do?
Are you working on that?
Yeah. But I feel like I could work on it more. You know what type of?
At least you're honest. 5-4-3-2-1 method.
No, oh, what's that? Oh, yeah.
So there was, I forgot the woman that spoke about it, but when you're trying to break out of procrastination, like you're in the bed and stuff, and you give yourself too much time to think about the task, then you have to catch yourself and go 5-4-3-2-1 and do it. That breaks that thought before, process. Yeah.
But you
that
actually
you
have.
That's what he'd do before he jump off a big duck. No. 5-4-3-2-1.
I don't just jump. I don't even count down. Just jump.
Big duck is a
duck that people just jump off of in the ocean, and it's very deep. That's where the cruise ships come in.
I had a calm down.
Rest in peace, easy man.
I'm not cliff diving.
No, it's not a cliff. It's just a dock. Feel like a cliff. Like where a cruise ship comes in.
Feel like you're jumping off a cliff. I ain't gonna lie. You need to be in the airline.
Okay, you have to climb back up though.
When I first jump off a big duck, I was like, no way, me touch the water yet. I still falling.
Still falling.
This off this book.
Well. That's all the tips we have. I don't think we have. So the last tip that she said, we'll wrap it up. The last tip, you're saying a routine.
Oh, yeah.
That's important as fuck. If you have anxiety, mental health, any type of issues, like really and truly having a routine does save you so much time.
Exactly.
It'll make you think less because you already know what you're going to do.
Get you a planner for people that want to make fun with it. Get like a calendar, like whiteboard, and like color code your week. Because I do that.
Just talking to
it'll work, right?
It'll work.
It makes it fun.
As simple as it sounds, writing things down.
But you don't even have to just write too. Because a lot of people, they function artistically. You could draw symbols. You could make it to where it's customized to you. So that you understand it and you're like, okay. This carrot out here means I get to go outside and garden some stuff today. Like, you know?
You got to draw a smiley face on the calendar, Chris. Right. And that just means...
Anytime I write a to-do list, for sure, procrastination, wet. The fuck don't even affect me. I had to knock things out like crazy. Be, hey,
check,
what's
check,
next?
Check, right.
Oh, and then you give yourself that sense of accomplishment when you knock the check. You're like, I read 3 down, 4 more to go.
Yeah. I don't think in numbers. I'm a numbers person.
You used to teach math.
Mm-hmm.
I love math. We gotta start over the pod.
You should forget the thing.
Forget the intro.
Hi, man. That's it. Hey, thank God for coming through.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Shout out to Real Rugged, you know what I mean? Again, the man hat. For sure, for sure. One of our clothing sponsors, for sure, for sure. Compliment the fit well, you know what I'm saying? So, we here.
Nice. And this is his Instagram, website, everything, right there. Right. All right. So, thank you guys for pulling up. I appreciate it. Thank you for showing up.
The first time you've been in front of our mic.
She knows I'm a bailer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I texted her. I was like, okay, let me make sure she's coming.
I mean, last minute, I will be like.
Shout out to all money and try to show you, man. She always on standby in case I was in.
You know what's just interesting? Why a woman just so easy to bail, dog? I don't know where it is, dog. Woman just like.
Because they have a lot of excuses they could use. They have a lot of excuses. It's the time of the month. They cramping. You know what I mean? And they understand. Hey, yeah.
You realize time of the month mean we act more like men, right?
Yeah, but like, that's a reason to stay home. That's a reason
that's
to bail, is what
I
mean.
Without having it because of that depo.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm the biggest baby now.
Oh.
So you act more like men. So I always find it funny when men say that.
What up, Ooh?
She's saying they can't have sex during
that's
the week.
Though,
so basically.
But that's because you're regulated. You're
That's why they be so.
Yeah. Oh, cause they,
but wait, time out. You're not going to blame Mother Nature for flaking. Hold on, no. Because I think.
I didn't make the rules.
I was flaking on a random Sunday. It's like, oh, we got to shoot. Nobody shoot since last week, Tuesday. Saturday come around. I might think like, man, I gotta find a fit for this shoot. Me ain't going to this fuck.
Yeah,
this.
Fuck it. I ain't going out.
I see his message, but I'm gonna ignore his message.
Yeah, that's it.
I'm gonna respond in the morning. Woman, do
a
fuck
take a nap.
Oversleep.
Anyways, hey, appreciate that for rocking with us yet again for another episode.
Yes.
We got more to come, man.
I like that.
Yes, big thanks. I appreciate both of you for having me.
Yeah, man.
Appreciate the
this
welcome
was fun.
And the invite.
Yeah.
It's very warming.
It's warming?
Yes.
You see?
It's a very inviting space.
She didn't want to be behind. She don't want to be in front of the camera.
And it's like I'm in the perfect space.
No, she want to be in front of the camera.
Exactly.
The perimeters.